Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
In our Grow Model this week, we'll be talking about Christian lifestyle and focusing on growing in Christ. And particularly today, we'll be talking about growing that bears fruit. Growing that bears fruit. Spiritual maturity isn't just about what's happening in us. It's about what flows through us. A life rooted, listen to me now, a life rooted in Christ bears fruit for others, not for yourself. A tree does not bear fruit for itself. It bears fruit for the sojourners and everybody who passes by to be able to benefit from the fruit of the tree. Not the tree. The fruit is not for you. People must be able to experience you and be nourished by you, the fruits that have come because the Spirit flows through you. So as we grow, we become conduits of grace, conduits of justice, conduits of truth in a world very desperate for all three. That's why we're talking about growth that bears fruit. Joining us now is, for the last time this week, Evangelist James Siatwinda. Evangelist, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and I pray and hope that everyone is fine and that God is blessing all of you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Evangelist. Talk to us. Where is your growth in Christ spilling over into the lives of others? Or is it at all?
First of all, I like how you introduced this subject, because one thing that is true and factual is that there's no one who has ever met Christ and remained the same. If I claim to have met Christ and remain the same, then definitely I haven't met him. What happens when one meets Christ is that the Holy Spirit begins to be the driver of that person. The Holy Spirit becomes my driver, my desire, my passion. In fact, Philippians 2 verse 5 tells us to say, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. What am I saying? It is a mind of service. It is a mind of love for others. That self begins to go, and now you begin to look out for others. You'll be concerned more on what others have, the life that they are living.
So what kind of fruit is your life producing? And who's being nourished by it? Who's the beneficiary of the fruit that you are producing?
Thank you so much. We are given something that is very important from the writings of Paul in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 up to 23. The Bible gives a hint of what is supposed to happen. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And what we are learning from this is that this is how my life and your life is supposed to be, so much so that when others, so who is supposed to be nourished is others that come in contact with us. When they come in contact with us, they should feel that, they should feel God's presence in our lives, so much so that even them, they become blessed as well. Yeah. In our ministry.
Yeah. And how do you balance personal spiritual formation with outward mission?
If I can put it in a bit of a technical term, okay. It is more like a directly proportional relationship where as Christ is giving me, I give out as Christ is giving me. So much so that when I begin to bear the spirit of this, when I begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit, that is what I give out to others. In other words, the balance is as Christ is blessing you. You give out as you have received.
Mm. Okay. And let's talk about the fears. What fears hold you back from living boldly as a witness to Christ?
I love what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9, chapter 27. He writes that, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest after by any means when I've preached to others, I should be a castaway. Now, this is very sorry, man. This is very important because when we are living a divided life where this side is of the world and this side is of Christ, what will happen is eventually at the end of the day, after we have labored, after we have been on radio programs, when our lives haven't been true to God, we shall be cast away. And this is my fear, and this should be the fear of every Christian who is longing and looking for Christ to return back.
All right, let's conclude our conversation, Evangelist. If someone followed you for a week, what would they learn about Jesus?
Thank you so much. I love the Apostle Paul because I think I learned quite a lot from him. And he says that I die daily. By that, he means Paul was just like everyone else. Paul was struggling in ways that we may not know. But he gives us something that is very important. He says, I die daily to sin. So what does that mean? It means that I'm not supposed to be where I am, but I'm happy and I thank God that I'm not where I am, where I used to be. It is, growth has been a process. And if somebody is following me for a week, by the grace of God, they can see a difference in them on a daily basis, because even me, I'm struggling. Even me, I'm trying to follow Christ by all means necessary.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. I would have loved to engage you a bit more, but I don't want to keep you longer than necessary. Evangelist James Yatwinda, it's been phenomenal to talk to you. It's been good. It's been a blessing. May God continue to bless you. And may you continue to be a blessing to everybody around you to bear the fruits necessary. And thank you once again for availing yourself to come and talk to us here at AWR.
Thank you so much. May God continue blessing you. Let's remember that no sooner does one come to Christ than is born in them a desire to make known to others what a precious friend he's found in Jesus.
Ooh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. The evangelist coming through right there. All right. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow as you go to church. We're moving on now. That is the end of our Grow model this week. We've been talking and chewing on the idea of these lifestyle choices that we make that demonstrate the Christ who lives inside us.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.